It's Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM, thanks to Thompson Whiskey.
It sure is, thanks Thompson Whiskey. How are you going? How was your week, Matt?
I'm good. Well, it's my first week back, really, from my big trip.
Yep.
And just getting back into the endless list of jobs that I can't keep control.
Yeah, however, I hear it. It's like that when you come back from a big trip. You're like, wait, I have a life. I have to do admin.
Yeah, you come back so calm and like, yeah, like you can see things properly. And then, then within like a couple of days, you're like, sure, this big place. But things are going well, though. You know, like, it's beautiful weather. I've come back to beautiful weather. And sales are picking up for Christmas. And there's
stunning.
A good vibe around.
The vibes are on. Yeah. As soon as the sort of winter depression melts away, things start getting really exciting in this city. Even though it's exciting all the time, but, you know, it's like a little bit extra.
Yeah.
A little bit extra summer drizzle on there would be... A little goes a long way.
Yeah.
For the feelings.
So today, we've got, if anyone didn't tune in last week, we've made a liqueur which is called Tommy, and that is whiskey, New Zealand honey and ginger.
Stunning.
Real whiskey, real honey, real ginger, that's it. I've said that so many times.
Real whiskey, sorry.
Yeah, but it's really yum. I didn't make it as a sweet, syrupy, horrible thing. Like, it's something that you would like to drink, I think.
There you go.
And we debuted it last week on Cocktail Corner. So this week we're going to do the signature drink.
What is the signature drink?
And I brought in some special ice because I was out at Halitau and Halitau's got an ice maker. And so this is the water.
Of course they do special ice.
This is the water that they would make beer from.
So it's
yes,
special. Like
special water.
Holy
yeah.
Knit. That's exciting.
Not just getting any ice. Is there a fourth person?
Yeah. There's always a fourth person
waiting
for a drink
in
the BFM studio, that's for sure. It'll get drunk, trust me.
Okay, so we go 60 mils of Tommy, which I'll just pour from the hip here.
Is that what it's called, pouring from the hip?
Yeah.
You learn something new every day.
These are all quite different glasses with two jars, so it's quite hard to... estimate there, but I'm sure we'll be all right.
Figure it out. Yeah. It'll be delicious.
So 60 mils of Tommy, and then we've got apple juice. You could, if you were fancy, and I did consider it, but I was just a bit pushed for time. You could. Well, we've done it before. I have brought the juicer up to the studio, but you could juice a fresh apple. But in this case,
no need.
We're going with McCoy. McCoy Pink Lady apple juice, which is yum, man. This is, it's really good. Believe me.
It smells good.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something particularly yum about it.
I can't wait.
Okay, and then we go with bitters. Now, bitters has got cinnamon in it, so cinnamon and apple is a good combo.
It is a good combination. I didn't even know that bitters had cinnamon, but you know what? It makes sense.
And it looks really nice as well because you just add a little bit of pink to the top of the drink.
Oh my gosh,
you know,
divine.
It just kind of just gives it a little boost. It's good. It's good without the bitters, like just with apple juice, it's yum. But
it smells good.
It smells awesome, like an orchard on a summer's
day. So we'll give you the Shaquille. We'll give you the fancy.
Wow, look at that. Thanks. See, that is a fancy glass.
I'll give you
the keep cup, the jar. And the
another
jar.
Cheers.
Cheers, Thompson's whiskey. Mm.
Whoa.
What do you think?
That's
divine.
That's really good.
Oh my god.
I know, that was a revelation. We were working on cocktails and we bought different juices and things and we're doing cocktails. Blah, blah. And I was like, well, we'll just add some apple juice. And it was like, yum.
Yeah, that makes sense with all the flavours going on.
Also, whiskey and apples make sense.
Mm.
It does make a lot of sense. Thanks for that. It's delicious.
Yum.
Where can people buy this? This is the same liqueur you made from last week. Yes,
yes it is.
Where can someone buy it?
So this is new, right? So in this case, like you have to sell it into the head of the chains and then go and take it into the shops, right? Which is, so it's going into the shops at the moment.
Stunning.
So I think Glengarry's has got it and like Lands and a few places, but it's not in every shop. So if you go to thompsonwhiskey.co.nz, you can buy it from our website.
Buy a whole crate of them.
or you can go into the shops. And but if you go onto our Instagram, the Thompson Whiskies Instagram, you'll see a picture of it if you want to know what it looks like.
It's beautiful. Kind of as a dark glass, like a kombucha sort of vibe.
Yeah. And it's
but yummier.
And it's basically $50. Like some people might have it for like $47.99 or something, but it's basically $50. So it's like
not bad. Good. 50 wax, good present.
Good present, exactly.
Big fan.
Yeah.
That's delicious.
I'm calm. Wait, are you going to make another cocktail with this next time? Or are you going to switch it up?
I don't know. We haven't got to next week.
Sorry, I'm thinking about all the different delicious drinks. It is a great Christmas drink. It's like summery because it's chilled, but it's also got the Christmas flavors. Exactly. Well, thanks. We're just going to keep sipping on this and play some tunes and
enjoy
the Thompson's whiskey. And shout outs to Tommy.
Yeah, cheers.
That's delicious.
Cheers, everybody.
That was Cocktail Corner. Thanks to Thompson Whiskey.